Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come this morning with heads bowed and humble hearts. We come approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you, dear Father, to continue to look down upon us and lend us your ear. We come praying, dear Father, that you will always be there for us and will always be willing to accept us as your children. Help us to continue on doing the things that we should and ought. Help us to understand that we are duty-bound to always love you and do the things that you have commanded of us. So let us do these things with humble heart and loving and kind understanding. We come this morning, dear Father, because there are too many people out there meeting and grouping in darkness. They know not Jesus Christ and the pardons of their sins. Too many of them have got in league with Satan and don't walk with us anymore. But we're asking you, dear Father, to continue to let the world see that you are who you are, so we can let our light so shine that the world will see it and come running and asking us, what must I do to be saved? And once they come, let us humble ourselves and be willing to love and teach them as you loved and taught us. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will continue to seek our souls wherever they may be. Help us to go into hell if necessary to preach the word of God so we can be on the top side of your glory. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, go, that we will be willing to humble ourselves with love, peace, faith, and understanding. Once we humble ourselves, then it will let us know that we're fit subjects for the cause of Christ. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we go, help us to seek out our sick, our shut-in, those who are in prison, those who are downtrodden. Help us to find a kind word to say to them, to lift them back up again, to get them back on their feet. We're also praying, dear Father, as we do all of these things, that we, your children, will lock hand in hand and arm in arm, marching on to glory, never knowing defeat or retreat or looking back into this present world. We're also asking that you will help us to examine ourselves and help us to lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. And once we lay it aside, let us pick up the whole armor of God, dress ourselves as soldiers of the cross, and continue to march on to glory. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of our preacher brothers who stand before us and declare your word. Those who declare your word year in and year, give them courage, give them understanding, Give them patience, but above all, give them love. We're also praying, good Father, that we experience this kind of love, that we, your children, will catch a hope and always be willing to exhibit this kind of love to every person we come in contact with. We also pray, dear Father, as we do all of these things that you have commanded of us, we ask that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praises to your high and holy name now and forevermore. Let us all say amen. Amen.
As we remember Jesus in his final hours, as he began to approach the glorification of God the Father through his death and his burial and his resurrection. Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee.
Isaiah 2, 1 through 4.